Welcome to this month's guided masturbation. This month, we are going to do something I like to call the 12 days of edging. The way this is going to work is I'm going to give you a task for every day, starting from Tuesday, the 14th of December, to the 25th of December. This audio is going to be split up into four sections. The first section is going to be a list of tasks to perform. The second will be a guide lasting 3 minutes. The third will be a cool down session lasting 3 minutes. And the final will be a different guide with an order to come at the end. Okay. So you will perform the task for each day, don't worry, I'll tell you what day it is. You will pause the audio, and then when you are complete, you will forward it to the guide, you will masturbate but not come, then you will relax with the cool down session, and come back the next day, right up until Christmas Day, when you will finally get to come. You can skip sections 2 and 3, and go straight to the last bit. All timestamps will be on the Patreon post. All clear? Good. Let's begin. 14th of December. Kneel on the floor, but rise up on your knees. I want you to position yourself so your cock and balls are very close to the ground, but not quite touching it. Hold for 1 minute, then skip to the guide. 15th of December. Do 10 press-ups, but not regular ones. First movement is the normal plank position to the floor press-up. Second position is up into downward dog pose, then back to plank. 10 of these, then skip to the guide. 16th of December. Do an act of service for a woman in your life, whether it be getting a female relative tea, slipping a tip to a female waiter more generously than usual, or helping a neighbour carry her bags, anything you can think of. Just be thoughtful and gentlemanly. If you don't have an easy excuse to complete tasks like this, tough. You cannot move on until you have done it. Go to a cafe, tip a barista, hold a door open, anything. Just get it done. And then skip to the guide. 17th of December. This one is simple. Put clothes pegs on both your nipples. Keep them on for 3 minutes, then skip to the guide. 18th of December. Stand with your back to the mirror. Bend over and smack yourself with a wooden spoon 3 times on each cheek. Inspect your bottom and see that it is sufficiently red, then skip to the guide. 19th of December. Go for a jog. I don't care how long or how fast, I just care about your health and well-being. So go at your own pace, but just make sure you at least work up a sweat. Come back and skip to the guide. 20th of December. I want you to make an anonymous post on a forum, telling people what it is I am making you do for these 12 days. Make sure it can't link back to you, but I want people out there to know. 21st of December. I want you to shave your private parts. I like clean-shaven men, more hygienic, and often shaved men are more disciplined. If you are already shaven, I want you to take a handheld mirror and look at those parts. Make sure they are up to scratch, and then skip to the guide. 22nd of December. Walk through the house, naked for at least an hour. If you share your house with other people, then stay in your bedroom, but you have to be naked for at least 1 hour before you can skip to the guide. 23rd of December. Lie flat on the floor, and put ice cubes on your nipples. Hold them there for 30 seconds, take them off for 10 seconds, and repeat the process 10 times. 24th of December. I want you to write me, either as a comment on this post or a private message if you're too shy, laying out a detailed sexual fantasy you have. This will be your Christmas present to me. Then skip to the guide. 25th of December. This one is for you, darling. I want you to strip naked, look in the mirror, and repeat this. I am a good boy. I have been a good boy all month and listened to mistress. I am useful and worthwhile and wonderful, and I deserve to come. Now, skip to the final section, and happy Christmas, darling. Welcome to the guide. Now, this is going to be the same every day. However, if this section does get a little repetitive, then you may use any of the other guides posted on my channel. However, do not exceed 3 minutes, and certainly do not come. Are you ready? For this one, I am not going to tell you specifically what to do, touch yourself, when and where and how fast you please. I am just going to spend the next 3 minutes just talking to you and working you through it. Okay? I know you. You just want to be treated like a good, obedient little boy, don't you? You want someone to guide you. You want someone to tell you exactly what to do. You want to be completely under control. You want to be naked and kneeling or lying down in front of a powerful woman. You want to show every single piece of your body to her. Lay yourself bare. Just put yourself in the most vulnerable position and allow her to take care of you. She will watch you run your hands along your body. She will guide your movements. She will smile deviously as you pleasure yourself for her pleasure, because she likes that. She is turned on by your pleasure as you are turned on by hers. You will bend over when she asks you. If she told you to bend over in public, you would do it, wouldn't you? Because you trust her so implicitly, so completely, you wouldn't even consider disobeying, would you? I didn't think so. Good boys always obey, don't they? Good boys only touch themselves when they are told to. And you, lucky boy, are being allowed to touch yourself every day this month. Aren't you good? Aren't you very lucky? But you do not get to come until the special day. This is teaching you patience, boy. This is teaching you to be good for me. You're lovely long fingers around your pretty little cock. The idea of that is just making me so, so wet right now. Do you feel feel how turned on you are? Do you? Do you? Well, our time is up, so you have to stop. Next, we are going to move on to the cool down session. So, lie flat on your back. Good boy, good boy. Put your hands by your side. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And out. Good. Now, I want you to just focus on your whole being. Not your cock, not your nipples. I don't want you to think about how aching you are. Just think about how well you did by stopping when you were told to, because you're a good boy. Okay? Aren't you a good boy? Good. So, I want you to consider what you need to do today or tomorrow. Any chores you need done. Anything that will make you a better boy. Anything that will make you more obedient. Understand? Good, good. That's what I like to hear. So, let's breathe again. In and out. In and out. Good. If your muscles are still tense, relax them. I know it's difficult when you're horny and you want to come, but I just want you to relax, okay? If your cock still isn't going down, you can feel free to take a cold shower or use ice or do whatever it is you need to do. But if you can manage it, I want you to try and calm down through meditation, okay? Good. This will also teach you coping mechanisms. We don't want you coming when you're not supposed to. So these kinds of exercises, just lying on the ground, centering yourself, and focusing on your breathing, can help. This will make you very disciplined and very strong-minded. Okay? Good boy. I'll see you again tomorrow. Merry Christmas. I see you made it to the end. Did you come when you weren't supposed to? At any point during these last 12 days? Good. Because if you didn't, then this is your reward for being such a good boy. Grab your cock right now. If you need to lube up your hand, do it quickly, because time's running out. You are going to come as fast as you possibly can. We are going to give you exactly what you've been craving for these 12 days. So grab your cock and start pumping. Up and down, up and down. Feel how hard and aching you are. Good boy, good, good. Run the thumb over the head. Good. Take your other hand, squeeze your balls. Yes. Yes, now keep your hands still and thrust your hips into your fist. Good. Do that for the next 20 seconds. Stop. Okay, now I want you to kneel. Kneel on the floor, but kneel up, okay? And maintain that position. I don't care if your thighs are straining. And I want you to do the same thing again. Pump yourself with your hand. Good. Good. Oh, you are such a good boy. You are doing this so well. Okay, stop. Now, keep your hands steady and thrust your hips for the next 10 seconds. Stop. All right. Now I want you to grab your nipples. Don't touch your cock, just grab your nipples and twist them hard. Twist them until they are red. Twist them left. Twist them right. Pull them away from your body. Good. Good. Are they hard now? Lick your index finger and rub the little nubs. Rub them. Good. Okay, now I want you to grab that cock of yours and pump it until you come. Alternate between moving your hand and moving your hips and do it however feels comfortable, however it feels natural. Just do it. Do it and come for me. You have until the next 10 seconds are over to do it. Stop. Did you come? I sincerely hope so. But if you didn't manage it, I will let you start again. You can go back to the beginning of this specific guide, the one for the 25th, and start again. But you do have to time your ejaculation for the moment you are ordered to. Okay? I know you can do it. We have trained very well throughout this past year. I know you have learned discipline from these guides, and I know you are capable of being the good boy I know you are. So, I hope you come, I hope it feels very good, and I hope you have a very good new year.